Chapter 6, Archaeology and Anthropology. Unit 11, Pirates, The Menace of the Seas. For many people, the image of a pirate is something easily described. Pirates have peg legs, hooks, and wear black patches over their eyes. They have bad teeth, long and scraggly hair, wield a sword, and keep a talking parrot. Pirates live aboard pirate ships flying the Jolly Roger. They work as treasure hunters and as roaming thieves. They are rebellious, wild, and uncivilized, yet live by a pirate's code that controls their actions. Of course, this is a stereotype or simplified picture. In fact, pirates are still very real and very dangerous. The golden age of piracy is the source of the popular image that we have of pirates today. It describes a time from the 1680s to the 1720s, when there was an increase in the number of pirates operating in the Caribbean and the Indian Ocean, and along America's eastern coast and Africa's western coast. In reality, the life of a pirate at that time was not very easy, and far from being golden. In fact, a pirate's life during these years was typically very short and full of struggles, violence, and greed. The life of a seaman aboard British warships during the 17th and 18th century was often terrible. So in order to be free from suffering under brutal conditions, crews sometimes decided to take their chances and follow a life of piracy. Often a pirate band would form after the crew of a British warship rebelled against the ship's captain and took the ship for themselves. Condemned to death in Britain for their crimes, such pirate crews did anything they could to avoid being captured and to survive on the run. Piracy still exists today and is nothing at all similar to the popular image many have of it. Modern piracy is theft committed by criminals who use boats to capture cargo vessels. They most often do this to rob the crew of their possessions and to empty the ship's safe of its valuables. Furthermore, modern pirates often take hostages and hold them for ransom.